This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 20th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Wednesday, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a $20 billion NASA spending bill for fiscal 2009 that will extend the shuttle program by one more flight and provides an extra $1 billion to speed up development of the Constellation program that will replace the shuttle. The Associated Press reports the 2.8% spending increase over 2008 would allow NASA to fulfill its commitment to deliver the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer to the International Space Station. NASA pledged to deliver the 7-ton instrument, and 16 nations helped pay the $1.5 billion cost of developing it. Then, NASA backed out of the delivery commitment after the Columbia disaster in 2003. The extra $1 billion to hurry Constellation along addresses concerns from some lawmakers that relying on the Russians for transport needs between the shuttle fleet's retirement in 2010 and the start of Constellation in 2015 will make it appear the U.S. has lost its lead in technology. Reaction is coming in to the Government Accountability Office's decision to recommend the Air Force reconsider its award of the KCX aerial tanker contract to Northrop Grumman. So far, the reactions have been predictable. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers welcomed the ruling, continuing its spin that the KC-45A is a French-built Airbus, which was chosen over a U.S.-manufactured Boeing 767. Union General Vice President Rich Mikulski says, quote, "The GAO report should be the foundation for reversing this outrageous award without delay," unquote. The Air Force Association says the decision only serves to further postpone the replacement of aging KC-135s. Some of those are approaching 50 years in service. The average age is 47 years. Quote, "The Air Force needs new tankers, and AFA strongly supports that objective. It appears from the report that a further delay is inevitable," unquote. Northrop Grumman's Randy Belote declined to gloat, quote, "We respect the GAO's work in analyzing the Air Force's tanker acquisition process. We continue to believe that Northrop Grumman offered the most modern and capable tanker for our men and women in uniform. We will review the GAO findings before commenting further," unquote. The Department of Homeland Security is moving forward with a plan to scan general aviation aircraft arriving in the U.S. from abroad for nuclear weapons, despite charges it's a waste of time, resources, and focus. USA Today reports teams at Andrews Air Force Base are working to perfect radiological testing procedures for aircraft ranging in size from small piston twins to large jets. So far, they've spent 4 months and $4 million testing radiation screening procedures on aircraft, including a DC-9 and a Gulfstream business jet. Security expert Randall Larson, former professor with the National War College, notes screening on the ground does nothing to stop terrorists from detonating a nuclear device overhead. Quote, "It's not the best return on investment for preventing a mushroom cloud over an American city," unquote. DHS officials agree, but point out that checking planes on foreign soil before they take off for U.S. airspace would involve years of waiting for official agreements and protocol. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Delta announces more aggressive capacity cuts. Southwest says it's still in growth mode. And authorities identify the pilot who died in a Kentucky accident. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is veteran helicopter instructor and airshow pilot Dennis Kenyon, who's started a scholarship program to cover helicopter training costs for aspiring young aviators in England. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.